Attention, attention, this is History Lost in Time.
And welcome to episode 55 of the History Lost in Time podcast. This podcast is available in German and English on YouTube, Spotify and Podcast.de, with a social media presence on Blue Sky and Instagram.
The topic of this episode.
This episode focuses on the last battleships built in the German Empire, the ships of the Bayern class. In many respects, they were significantly superior to their predecessors, the König class battleships, but ultimately arrived too late and had little impact on the course of the war. Moreover, only two of them were completed. Submarines had by then become the Navy's primary offensive platform, while the battleships were more or less sidelined.
Political agenda and background.
None.
The sources that were used.
For the last time, the same sources are used as in the other battleship episodes. The sources in brief. Admiral Scheer, Germany's High Seas Fleet in the World War. August Schall Publishing House, Berlin, presumably 1919, date of the preface. Ulrich Israel Jürgen Gebauer. Armored Ships around 1900, Brandenburg Publishing House, Berlin, 1998. Günter Kroschel, August Ludwig Evers, The German Fleet, 1848-1945, Lohse Eising Publishing House, Wilhelmshaven, 1962, Third Revised Edition, 1964. Hans-Jürgen Hansen, The Ships of the German Fleets, 1848-1945, Bechtermöns Publishing House, Authorized Licensed Edition for Weltbild Publishing House, Augsburg, 1998. And as usual, online sources as supplementary information. Development work on the Bayern class began in 1910. At that time, the Nassau class battleships, see also episode 39, the first German dreadnoughts, had been commissioned, and their successors, the Helgoland class, see also episode 43, were under construction. The Bayern-class ships were intended to replace older battleships of the Brandenburg and Kaiser Friedrich III classes, see also episodes 19 and 23. During development, particular attention was paid to the main battery. Some navies had already adopted gun turrets with three guns instead of two. There were arguments for both variants. Three guns per turret saved space and weight and also allowed for a more concentrated ship's armament. However, triple gun turrets were of course larger, which would increase the ship's beam or reduce its stability due to more extensive deck breakthroughs. Furthermore, the cramped conditions within the turrets could reduce the rate of fire, and the loss of one turret would result in a greater loss of overall firepower. Ultimately, the decision was made against triple turrets, and twin turrets were retained. Another discussion arose regarding the caliber. The Nassau-class ships were still armed with 28 cm guns, while the Helgoland-class and later ships were fitted with 30.5 cm guns. Other navies, however, were by then using 34.3 cm or even larger caliber guns. In late summer 1911, Admiral Tirpitz therefore commissioned an investigation. In January 1912, Kaiser Wilhelm II finally established 38 cm as the standard gun caliber, briefly placing Germany at the forefront of gun size in international comparison. The British soon followed suit with the Queen Elizabeth class, which, however, was built more quickly. The Bayern-class battleships were built between 1913 and 1917. For comparison, I am therefore referring to the British Revenge-class battleships, which were also built during this period, and the American Pennsylvania-class battleships. I am aware that the British Queen Elizabeth-class battleships are more often compared to the Bayern-class ships, but these were built from 1912 to 16, so somewhat earlier. Originally, there were supposed to be 8 battleships of the Revenge class. Revenge, Resolution, Royal Oak, Royal Sovereign, Remelius, Resistance, Renown, and Repulse. In the end, however, only 5 were built. The Resistance was never constructed, and the Renown and Repulse were built as battlecruisers. The other 5 ships were laid down between November 1913 and January 1914 and launched between November 1914 and June 1916. They were commissioned between February 16 and September 17. The Revenge and the Royal Oak even participated in the Battle of Jutland. The Revenge-class ships displaced approximately 33,000 tons and were nearly 190 meters long, 27 meters wide, and had a draft of just over 10 meters. Their engines produced 40,000 horsepower and they had a top speed of 21 knots. Their range was 13,000 kilometers or 8,100 miles. The main armament consisted of 8 381mm guns. The secondary armament comprised 14 152mm guns. In addition, they carried two 76mm anti-aircraft guns, four 47mm guns, and four torpedo tubes. The Revenge-class ships served in both world wars. The last ship was decommissioned in 1949. The American Pennsylvania class consisted of the USS Pennsylvania BB-38 and the USS Arizona BB-39, which was famously sunk by Japanese bombers at Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941. It was never salvaged. Instead, a memorial was built over its wreck. The Pennsylvania ships were laid down in October 1913 and March 1914 respectively and launched in March and June 1915. They were commissioned in June and October 1916. These ships displaced approximately 32,000 tons. They were 185 meters long, just under 30 meters wide, and had a draft of about 9 meters. Their engines produced 31,500 horsepower, enabling a speed of just over 21 knots. Their range was 11,240 kilometers or 6,990 miles. The main armament consisted of 12 356mm guns. Secondary armament included 22 127mm guns, 12 76mm anti-aircraft guns and two torpedo tubes. How did the Bayern-class battleships compare? The last battleships of Imperial Germany were 180 meters long and 30 meters wide, with a draft of 9.39 meters. This made them slightly larger than their predecessors of the König-class. Their maximum displacement was 32,200 tons. Considerably more than the older König class. The crew consisted of 1,171 men. In terms of dimensions, the ships were quite comparable, even though the British ships were ultimately somewhat larger. Three steam turbines and 14 boilers produced approximately 56,000 horsepower and propelled the ship to a theoretical speed of 21 knots. 11 of the boilers were coal-fired, 3 were oil-fired. SMS Bayern and SMS Baden were fitted with turbines from different manufacturers, resulting in different power outputs and speeds. While SMS Bayern reached 22 knots, SMS Baden only managed 21 knots. Their range was 9,300 kilometers or 5,800 miles. SMS Sachsen was intended to have a steam diesel hybrid engine. However, construction of this ship was never completed. In terms of speed, the three classes of ships were therefore quite similar. The range of the German ships, however, was somewhat shorter than that of their British or American counterparts. The main armament consisted of 8 38cm guns in a total of 4 turrets, 2 at the bow and 2 at the stern. Naval experts will know that this was the same caliber as the guns on the Bismarck and Tirpitz in World War II. The guns on the Bayern were of the L-45 SK type, while those on board the Bismarck and Tirpitz were of the SKC-34 type. The Bismarck's guns were significantly superior to those of the Bayern, so one cannot assume a similar firepower for the Bayern. After the war, it was determined that the reload time of the Bayern ships was shorter than that of British ships of the same period, meaning the Germans could have fired more frequently on the enemy in a direct duel. The secondary battery consisted of 16 15cm guns. Unlike earlier battleship classes, there were no longer any 8.8cm naval guns. Instead, two of four 8.8cm anti-aircraft guns were installed, although there should originally have been 8. Theoretically, these guns could also have been used against ship targets. The armament was rounded out by 5 60-centimeter torpedo tubes. The torpedoes on board were of the H-9 type. They had a 210-kilogram warhead and achieved a range of 8 kilometers at 35 knots and even 15 kilometers at 28 knots. The armor plating was manufactured by Krupp, as was customary. British officers who inspected SMS Baden after the war were impressed by the ship's armor and underwater protection and considered it highly resilient. Naval literature consistently describes the Bayern-class ships positively and as a success. They were regarded as stable at sea and maneuverable, even though they lost up to 2/3 of their speed during sharp maneuvers. 4 ships of the class were planned. SMS Bayern was built at the Howaldtswerke shipyard in Kiel, SMS Baden at the Schichau shipyard in Danzig, SMS Sachsen at the Germania Werft shipyard in Kiel, and SMS Württemberg at AG Vulkan in Hamburg. The keels were laid down between December 1913 and January 1915. At the outbreak of war, 3 of the ships were still in an early stage of construction, while SMS Württemberg had not yet been laid down. Construction of SMS Bayern proceeded relatively normally, but the completion of SMS Baden was delayed due to labor and material shortages, as well as a shift in priorities towards submarines and other small warships. Since SMS Baden was being built in Danzig, the Russian offensive in East Prussia at the start of the war also interrupted work on the ship. This work was only resumed after the successful Battle of Tannenberg. SMS Bayern was launched in February 1915. SMS Baden followed at the end of October 1915, SMS Sachsen only in November 1916, and SMS Württemberg not until June 1917. SMS Bayern was commissioned on March 18, 1916, shortly before the Battle of Jutland. SMS Baden was commissioned on October 19, 1916. SMS Sachsen and SMS Württemberg were never completed and therefore never commissioned. Necessary sea trials delayed SMS Bayern's final commissioning with the 3rd Squadron in Wilhelmshaven until July 1916. The ship was therefore unable to participate in the Battle of Jutland, the largest naval battle of the First World War. She took part in several sorties into the North Sea in 1916, but did not encounter the enemy. In May 1916, the ship was visited by King Ludwig III, the last king of Bavaria. Ernst Lindemann also served on board as a radio operator. He would later command the battleship Bismarck in the Second World War. SMS Baden joined the fleet in March 1917 and became the new fleet flagship. The ship participated in exercises in the Baltic Sea and several cruises in the North Sea, again without encountering the enemy. In August 1917, Kaiser Wilhelm II used SMS Baden for a trip to Helgoland. During this voyage, the ship briefly ran aground off Cuxhaven, but was not damaged. In October 1917, SMS Bayern participated in Operation Albion. This was a joint offensive by the Army and Navy aimed to subdue and ultimately capture Estonian islands in the Baltic Sea. German battleships supported German army units with artillery bombardments and engaged Russian coastal batteries. The operation was ultimately successful. However, SMS Bayern's support for the offensive was short-lived. After only a few hours of action, during which she shelled 2 Russian coastal batteries, she struck a mine. 1,000 tons of water flooded the ship, and the bow sank by 2 meters. Although the damage was temporarily repaired using onboard resources, the ship was forced to withdraw. On the return voyage, however, the repair failed, and another 1,000 tons of water flooded the ship. The damage was repaired in Kiel by the end of December 1917. SMS Baden did not participate in this operation. In April 1918, SMS Bayern ran aground off the Jade estuary but remained undamaged. She was therefore able to participate in further North Sea sorties in the spring of 1918. Again, no enemy contact occurred. SMS Baden also took part in these ultimately unsuccessful operations. In May 1918, Fleet Commander Admiral Scheer and Grand Duke Frederick II, the last monarch of Baden, traveled to Helgoland using SMS Baden as their means of transport. At the end of October 1918, both ships were scheduled to participate in the planned final operation of the German High Seas Fleet against the British Grand Fleet. However, mutinies broke out on board, making the deployment impossible and ultimately leading to the Sailors' Revolt and the German Revolution. Just a few days later, the First World War ended and the German Empire collapsed. At the end of the war, SMS Sachsen was in an unfinished state, requiring at least 9 more months of work to complete. The situation was even worse for SMS Württemberg, which was 12 months short of completion. Work on SMS Sachsen had been halted in February 1917 with the start of unrestricted submarine warfare. SMS Württemberg had only been completed to the point where it could be launched to free up the dry dock. Until the end of the war, the unfinished ships waited for work to resume, but it never did. Some components were even removed, such as individual guns, or installed differently, like the diesel engine of SMS Sachsen. Completion of the ships after the war was out of the question. Like most of the High Seas Fleet, SMS Bayern had to be interned in Scapa Flow, arriving there in November 1918. SMS Baden, briefly forgotten by the Allies, they had mistakenly requested the unfinished battlecruiser SMS Mackensen, had to follow in December 1918 or January 1919. Shortly before the signing of the Treaty of Versailles, which stipulated the ship's surrender to the Allies, the ships were scuttled by their crews in Scapa Flow on June 21, 1919. The SMS Bayern was raised in 1934 and subsequently scrapped. During the salvage operation, however, the gun turrets broke free from their moorings. They remain on the seabed to this day. The ship's bell was recovered and handed over to the German Navy after the Second World War. It is now housed in the Kiel Fjord Club. The attempted scuttling of SMS Baden was only partially successful. Due to a shortage of personnel on board, it was not possible to open the valves quickly enough. The ship began to sink last and also very slowly. The British were able to board her and tow her to shallow waters before she ran aground. Within a few weeks, the ship was repaired and operational again. It was the only major warship the British managed to prevent from being scuttled. The Royal Navy took possession of SMS Baden as a war prize. However, despite her capabilities, she was not commissioned, but instead subjected to thorough analysis. The British examined her guns, armor, and flood control systems in particular. In 1969, British Commander W.M. Phipps Hornby spoke very positively about SMS Baden, considering her superior to other British battleships of the time in terms of sheer combat power. The Royal Navy subsequently used the ship for gunnery practice to improve the ammunition for its 38cm guns. It turned out that medium armor was completely ineffective against large caliber guns, which is why the Royal Navy, just like the US Navy, adopted the all-or-nothing approach. Either parts of the ship were heavily armored or not protected at all. In August 1921, SMS Baden was sunk in the English Channel and still lies at a depth of approximately 170-180 meters southwest of Portsmouth. The unfinished SMS Sachsen and SMS Württemberg, which remained in Germany, were scrapped by 1923 in accordance with the provisions of the Treaty of Versailles.
A few finishing words.
The Bayern-class battleships represented the pinnacle of German battleship technology in the German Empire. However, their careers can be seen as representative of the Empire's battleships in general, costly to construct, expensive to maintain, and rarely used in combat. The bitter irony is that SMS Baden only ever saw combat as a target ship. Otherwise, she either sailed ineffectively in the North and Baltic seas without ever encountering the enemy, or lay idle in port with an increasingly frustrated crew who felt useless and superfluous.
Thank you. This was History Lost in Time.